weekly warm pipe.
All right, spooky season is still here, and we're keeping with the theme. I know last week we did top 10 classic
costumes.
Halloween costumes. So we want to follow suit with the following week, and we're doing top 10 classic Halloween movies.
That's right.
Essentially, could be from any decade. Me and Jay made our own list. We'll see what pops up. I'm sure we're going to have some matching ones as well.
Got it.
Maybe we'll do more than 10. I don't know. When we get inspired and see other ones, we can throw in at the end. We'll see. I don't know. It's our podcast. Do what we want.
That's right. Don't even say nothing about it.
You can't do what we do.
But we appreciate you guys listening. Be sure to check out the website. You know, we got videos on there. Hey, write a review. If you're listening on Spotify or iTunes or Google, all that, you could do reviews on there. So if you like listening, give us some feedback.
Give us a one-sentence review. One-word review. Awesome.
I think you can say one-star review.
No, not one star, but one word.
One sentence, one word.
As long as that word isn't a bad word.
That's true. How often are you watching scary movies for October, Jay? Like, do you try to make it a point to watch a few, or?
So that's funny, is like, I don't actually love scary movies.
Okay.
And the reason why is because I'm a big chicken. Like, I remember when I watched Saw in the theaters, I was like, why did I come here? Why did I sign up for this?
That's a little different of horror, like a shock horror. Yeah, so
and
maybe
I watched like this.
Because that's, you know, gruesome and all that, but comparing that to some other type of horror.
But also, I don't like anything involving evil spirits or demons.
Yeah.
So I won't watch any kind of exorcist movie. Aliens freak me out. Although I will say I did enjoy The Fourth Kind. And by enjoy, I mean I stayed up the next four nights hoping I didn't get abducted. Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. Like, I'm weird like that.
Okay.
I'm easily influenced.
Mm-hmm.
So,
like, if your wife wanted to watch something,
where you would probably go home and just be like, "Oh, that was a good movie." Go to sleep. I would go home and like ponder on that for like days and be like, "What if that's real?" You know, I don't know. I'm
what
weird.
If that scenario actually happened? What would I do?
Well, I mean, like, I don't know, because I believe in heaven and hell. I do believe, like, you know, and plus there's just a lot of crap in the world we don't really understand. Like, I mean, Tom Long is coming out with these videos and this proven UAPs are real. And I'm like, that's my worst nightmare. Like, aliens are just going to beam in your room. There's no stopping them. You can't do anything to defeat the Greys. They have these huge brains and they just put their thoughts right in your head. And you don't know. You know, you can't defend yourself against them. Shoot a gun, they'll probably freeze the bullet.
Right,
with their
who
brain.
Knows?
I'm going on a tangent here. I'm sorry.
Fair enough. I try to watch some. I would love to
I totally didn't answer the question.
I would love to do the, you know, 31 days of Halloween watching a scary movie every day. A lot of my friends post reviews of like movies that they've watched. So I'll kind of read that. And again, I mentioned I like watching Cinemassacre's Monster Madness that they do with reviews of different movies and this and that. It's tough though, to like, you know, what movies are hour and a half, 2 hours to give out that time every single day in October, plus make time to like, oh, we're going to this fall festival or whatever. So it's definitely tough to do, but I do try to get a few in. I think we only watched two so far.
the scariest thing I've watched so far this month is Castlevania.
Yeah.
The new Castlevania series. And then I started watching today on my lunch break that movie, that show I was telling you about the Kentucky demon things.
Oh, yes.
What did I call that? What did I say that show was called?
Oh, I can't remember. Yeah, you're mentioning it.
I'm going to have to look. It's the name of the town, whatever the Kentucky town.
Right, it was something odd.
Yes, it was called...
I can't put my tongue on it. I don't know.
Hellier,
yeah.
And it had this little creepy guy on the front that you can see if you're watching the
YouTube channel. They obviously chose that because it has the word hell in it. So then it makes you think.
Well,
you
know, no, because the Hellier is the name of the town.
Well, coincidence.
Yeah, it really is hell. So that's the one.
All right, let's get to this list.
Sorry. Hey, that should be a podcast, though. All my weird theories.
About what? About everything? About aliens.
Ghosts and aliens and demons. And
we could talk about that on Warpipe Wednesday.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a sub topic.
Maybe that's what we'll do next week. We'll see.
All right, so movies you want to put on during the spooky season and watch. Most of these on my list I've seen more than once, or I'll try to watch them during this season if I have time or catch it. And obviously the biggest one you have to put on, if you're doing classic spooky movies, Halloween, the first Halloween movie.
Yeah.
Michael Myers.
I remember seeing Halloween H2O in theaters, but I don't know if I've ever seen the original.
Yeah, the original certainly has a different feel. And my wife only seen it, I want to say 2 years ago was the first time. Like, she's never seen it. And I was like, oh, let's put it on. Like, you know, it's a slow-paced horror movie. Because he's, like, stalking Laurie Strode throughout it. It doesn't jump out and, like, stabbings and killings and all this like that. It leads up to, okay, you know, it's Halloween. Halloween night finally comes and things are starting to go crazy. So it certainly has that nice vibe. And I always liked, when I watched AVGN talk about the movie and stuff, it's like, if you put it on Halloween night at the right time, you know, maybe 5 o'clock, while the movie progresses, it also slowly gets darker outside.
Oh,
much
wow,
like it is in the movie.
Ooh,
and then it starts
like
getting creepier outside and in the movie. So puts you in a good mood and good vibe, I'd say, for this
good
season.
Mood.
A good scary movie. Scary mood.
A bad mood.
Oh, I did, fun fact, since this came up on, I was watching a video. When they, obviously everyone knows the Michael Myers mask is William Shatner mask that they found at like the local drugstore that was selling masks. It was between that and this like clown looking mask, but all they did was paint the mask white and cut the eye holes out a little bit bigger. They said when they went to film the second movie, all they had was like the one mask and they needed more. And that William Shatner mask wasn't popular, so to say, so they couldn't just go get more.
Right.
And lucky enough, inside the mask was a phone number.
No way.
And they called the distributor and they're like, yeah, we'll send you like a whole case of masks. Just credit us in the movie. So
that's amazing.
A whole bunch. So they're able to.
There's a similar story. This is slightly off topic. There's a similar story to the Nintendo Power with Castlevania 2, like Simon Belmont's holding Dracula's head. It's
yes.
Like actually a mask. And it's like this one specific mask.
Oh,
kinda,
okay.
It's kind of hard to find. There's a video on YouTube about it, but pretty interesting.
Nice. Yeah, that'd be a nice deep dive there. I'm curious to see. I'll be attending the Portland Retro Gaming Expo, and I'm not sure if this guy's going, but I know one of the guys that lives out in the West Coast there, he actually collects the props that were used to take the photos for the Nintendo Power issues.
Mm-hmm.
So I think
he has that mask.
So I was gonna say curious, that'd be cool, because he has like the Mega Man that's made out of clay, like the Dr. Wily spaceship, like a whole bunch of cool stuff. And I'm like, how do you even come across that? Like, that's like one of one.
Yeah, exactly. Like, where like how did you find that? The interesting thing about those clay molds is like you don't only the front sides may like
oh, decorated,
the backside's
right?
Like
yeah.
Flat, you know.
Oh, okay. Because it's like, why waste time doing that? Because you're not going to see it,
right? Russ gets it.
Perfect. All right. What do you got on your list, Jay?
All right, we're going with a super duper classic, psychological thriller. Jack Nicholson stars in The Shining.
Nice. Yeah, that wasn't on my list.
Johnny.
That's a good one. Again, with a slow burn on that one.
Yeah.
Isolation, they're going up to the hotel and
yep
Everything's kind of happy, bright,
progressing,
and slowly.
Red rum.
And talk about theories.
Yeah.
My God, there's so many theories around that movie.
I love how they make fun of it slash pay homage on The Simpsons, where they do the Halloween, what's it called?
Treehouse of Horrors.
Treehouse of Horrors, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. He goes, all work and no play makes home or something, something. And Marge is like, go crazy. He's like, don't mind if I do. Love it.
I think I added that clip in my Halloween special one year.
I hope you did.
If not, I'll add it in this year.
If you didn't, you can again.
That's a good one. I mean, yeah, we're talking movies, but certainly the if we end up doing cartoons, the Simpsons Treehouse of Horror, fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Classic.
Let's see. Classic on my list. I chose, most people probably say, right, Friday the 13th, but I went with Friday the 13th Part 2.
Because it's got more Jason in it?
It has Jason in it. Two, one, it's just his mom, all right? Yeah, it is a classic, but I want to see Jason. Technically, he doesn't even have, I don't think he has the mask in 2 either.
Do you know what I love about the first one, though?
Okay.
You know what my favorite scene in that whole movie is? The very end, everything's calm.
Yes.
They're on the lake, but they're okay. Last second, he pops out of the water and...
RKO out of nowhere.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know why, but the first time I ever saw that, when I was old enough to appreciate it, I laughed so hard at that part because it scared me and I didn't expect it.
Wow.
But yeah. Instead of like a visceral reaction, I just started laughing because I got kicked out of the fact that they got me.
I ended up getting, I think someone had gotten in like a loot crate or something. It was a Jason mask signed by the actor who played Jason in that scene.
Oh, that's cool. So
it was kind of interesting where it's like, well, he technically never wore the mask. He was just the boy.
He was just the boy.
But technically, yes, he's Jason.
Cool.
Yeah, a lot of, you know, good kills in it for sure in that one. And, you know, you got your iconic Jason on there. Spooky time. Jason's a good mascot for Halloween, I'd say.
I only remember seeing those movies on like USA Up All Night, like
around right. Halloween, yep.
where a lot of it was cut out, you know.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, censored for sure. So you get and plus commercials. So you're trying to enjoy it. And then it's like, Jason's about to stab someone. They're like, we'll be right back.
But no. As a kid, I loved commercials.
That's true.
So it doesn't even matter.
Doesn't even matter.
So you said Friday 13th part 2. I said 1. And the reason is, okay. Yeah, I did choose 1. And I understand Jason's not really in it other than the child version. But it is a classic, and I do get a kick out of him popping out of the water for some reason at the end.
So a fun fact, many years ago, me, my friend John, and his wife took a trip to Jersey where that was filmed.
Camp Crystal Lake?
It wasn't at the lake part, but there's in the opening scene of the movie, it shows this girl kind of walking in downtown and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And she passes this building, and whatever building it was a movie theater, and they showed the movie in that building. So we got to see the movie in there. And then we ate at the diner that is also in the movie. So we stopped at the diner, and I was like, oh, look, I'm having a Crystal Lake water.
Once again, we're talking about food.
But yeah, that was pretty neat to see. I've only went once, but they did have trips where they could bring you to like the cabins and stuff like that, so it's a little more involved.
Very cool.
All right, what else we got on the list? A little bit lighthearted, I chose Monster Squad.
Okay, there you go.
Good. So similar to Goonies, but with monsters. It's young there kid. You go. They got their monster club. Wolfman's got nards, is the famous line. Kick him in the nards.
Nards. Nards. Great word.
I really enjoyed it. Oh, and it's coming out in Blu-ray, I think, this year, too. I think I saw something on there, and they explained, like, oh, it's be great because it's going to be so clear. You can kind of see what they filmed it on, using, you know, 85 millimeter or whatever. So you can almost, I guess it doesn't really make sense, but it's going to be so clear. You can see the grit.
See the graininess of it.
Right. To appreciate that.
That's funny. That's cool though.
But yeah, it didn't do super great, I guess, when it came out in theaters, but then it got a like cult following and people seem to appreciate it more.
What's sad is I don't know that I've ever watched Monster Squad.
Isn't yeah. Sad? I think I showed it to my wife too. She missed out on it there as well. But yeah, it's just one of those 80s like fun movies. Again, if it's similar to Goonies, because you got a group of young kids and then they're going up against these monsters, and it, you know, it's a good time. A lot of quotable lines in that movie.
Was Feldman in that?
No, he wasn't in that one.
Okay. Thought he might be.
He was in a few other ones that would almost make a list. Maybe I'll bring it up at the end. They weren't on my list though.
All right. So next on my list, this is a 90s classic. And this is a movie that I was very nervous to watch. And to me, the opening scene of it is pretty scary, actually. That movie is Scream.
It's on my list.
I freaking I love Drew Barrymore at that beginning.
Yeah.
When she's making the popcorn, she's in right. that nice house in the kitchen.
Well, it's so relatable. You know, I think that's what hit.
Yeah, and she's talking on the phone, and then all of a sudden, like, and I think the other thing that's creepy is I don't find the Scream mask creepy anymore, but at the time it was like this perfect mask. It's like this expressionless face. It's very right. elongated, kind of weird looking. I don't know. It really worked for that movie. And I loved Drew Barrymore at the beginning. I hate she had to die so soon, but yeah, I loved that movie.
I think that's probably
cool plot twist.
A good plot twist, because you think like Drew Barrymore, okay, pretty good high name actor. Like,
yeah.
She's not going to get killed in this scene, right?
Because she's surely not.
Big time. Boom. Killed.
Done.
Scream title comes up. You're like, what?
What
we don't
happened?
Know what to expect. Yeah. And it, you know, made plenty more sequels.
Had a great soundtrack too. Remember the school's out for summer?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of that. That should be an episode there. 90s movies with great soundtracks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Certainly a ton on the list. Yeah, I had Scream on my list as well. It was coming up on the number 5 spot. But number 4 was The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Ooh, that's a great choice.
I figured I had to choose classic cartoon for sure. It does have a serial if you want to get it. It's mediocre.
I liked it. I think you should get your own box.
She approves.
Dang, I was at Target tonight and I meant to buy some Frankenberry and I forgot.
Blast. So is tomorrow.
That's right.
Yeah, Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. I haven't seen it in quite some time, but I mean, what?
But as a kid,
short,
as a kid, did you not look forward to those TV episodes?
Right.
Like, I remember my mom would be like, you know, for Christmas, hey, Jay, Rudolph's coming on tonight or Frosty's coming on tonight. And I'd be like, best night ever. Let's go. Freaking Rudolph and Frosty. Let's do this. And I was probably the same about Charlie Brown and the Great Pumpkin.
That's a good point that you bring up. Yeah. It's like, it's almost, you know, we probably looked in TV Guide.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
If kids don't know what that is, listen to the. So it's this book that all the programming. Right. So you can look ahead what scary movies are coming up and you're like, oh, Charlie Brown.
Sometimes they would even advertise like the specials like that in the newspaper.
Oh, true.
Yeah, because you might get like a window of the TV for that day on your newspaper if you didn't have.
So this way you can plan your week around. Okay, Charlie Brown's going to be on and Thursday at this time. Let's make sure we finish dinner and get ready to watch.
Nothing like those little specials got me in the spirit of whatever the holiday at the time was.
Well, like you mentioned too, where you got the Charlie Brown special you're watching and then TV commercials would come on, which are also themed.
Oh yeah.
Around.
There was like this great Doritos commercial where I can't remember.
With Frankenstein. Frankenstein's monster, right?
I think he was in it. And there was also like this really good Reese cup one. It's like the vampire eats it and leaves his fangs. It's like, there's no wrong way to eat the Reese's, you know, like, oh man, like commercials are great back then.
Yeah. What was it? It was, trying to remember if it was, I think, yeah, Dorito commercial and Frankenstein's monster was like, there was like a crash truck or something. And he like came back carrying some Doritos. And then he was at the party and I think Dracula was there and he was like, what? No drinks.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
And he's, oh, yeah. Go back down the road.
That's great. Love it.
Nice. That could be another episode, too.
There we go. That's what we should do.
Halloween commercials. I think you're up. What else you got?
Okay. So this is a movie I saw in the 90s. I think I saw it in the 90s. Maybe it was early 2000s. It was like that perfect level of scary where I wasn't too scared because I'm a big scaredy cat. But I enjoyed it. Jeepers Creepers.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That one would, yeah. Definitely the first one.
Yeah. The first one was
creepy.
Good.
I saw it in the theater for sure. And that creeped me out for sure.
Yeah. So that one actually didn't creep me out. I think at that point, maybe I had sacked up a little bit.
Well, also, it had, who's the guy?
Justin Furlong? No, that's the dude from Terminator. Or is that his name? It's Justin Long? I don't know.
I think Justin Long.
Justin somebody.
I'll look it up. But him in that role, I was almost like, oh, okay. Like, because he was in some other comedy movie. Justin Long.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I liked him in that.
And I was like, oh, okay. And I like the lore around it. You know, this monster where he's like, he goes into hibernation.
Yep.
Comes out. That's and that body part. That truck was like,
the truck was creepy.
Yeah. Someone brought up, because there's been many Jeepers Creepers movies and this and that. And so the truck is like an old, I don't even know what kind of truck it would be, like utility truck, I guess.
It's just weird looking.
And his license plate was
Be Eating You.
And then someone was bringing up, like, did the monster go to the DMV and register this plate? Or like,
he's like, hey, I need just to say beating you.
But so I think someone mentioned, I guess
that's funny.
Maybe he got the truck from someone who he killed and they had it. Maybe he was a butcher or something. I don't know.
Who knows? Who knows?
But Jeepers Creepers.
Jeepers Creepers. Good movie. Liked it.
That's a good one. What else did I put? Maybe it's on your list. Maybe not. Ghostbusters. Right? Ghost time. Ghostbusters. Classic Halloween movie. I think it should make the list for sure.
So we're going to look behind the curtain for just a second. Jay's a slacker and didn't make his list, so I'm making it on the fly right now.
You want to add Ghostbusters?
I would like to put Ghostbusters on the list.
You can do Ghostbusters too.
Oh, you know what? I totally did Ghostbusters too. No, I freaking love Ghostbusters so much though. I remember in the 2000s, I lived in this little apartment mom had built behind her house, and I had inherited all my brother's VHS tapes that he recorded years prior off HBO. So they're like all these home videos with like the labels stuck on them, and so I popped in Ghostbusters, and it was like the first time I watched it where I did get scared, because the gatekeeper and the all those things used to freak me out as a child, and when she had all those bubbles on her, I didn't like that, you know,
right.
Oh, when goes there, when its eyes glue red, I was like, yeah, I wasn't a fan, but I actually enjoyed that movie. Slimer creeped me out. Everything creeped me out.
Jeez. It's not for you.
Scaredy cat.
We ended up going a few weeks to New York City, and we went by the library where they come out, and there's like
all the lions are flying.
The outside of it.
Well, that part creeped me out so much too, because when the librarian like screams,
oh right,
like that freaked me out, and all the books are flying around. Yeah, but obviously now I love it. But when I was a little kid, terrified me.
Terrified. And it was definitely horror movies or spooky movies have evolved from what they were back in the '80s and all that. So different stuff, I guess, will freak other people out. Or much like Jay said, you know, certain things scare him, like spiritual stuff, demons and ghosts and aliens. So
that's right. Don't like no aliens, don't like no demons.
What else you got?
So I got the next one as Twilight Zone.
Oh, okay.
I really enjoy the
like
part,
as the like the series or
the movie.
As
the movie. Movie. I really enjoy the part where like that demon is on the wing.
Oh, I was just thinking about that monster. The other day because I was on a plane and I was like, look, I get the window seat. I'm like, wonder if the monster didn't.
There's no monster out there scratching the wing. But I really like that part. And once again, they made fun of that on Treehouse of Horrors.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. That's when you know, like a movie's classic where it's on The Simpsons.
Yep. The best parodies.
But plenty of other parodies. Yeah.
Because that would be terrifying. You're on this plane. You look out, there's this little critter. He's tearing the plane up and you're going down.
Yeah, everyone's gonna perish.
That's right.
Yeah, that's a classic one for sure.
And then there's the other one on there is like where the kid can read everybody's thoughts.
Oh yes, and everyone's like, very like particular.
Everyone's on the edge because they're trying not to think anything negative because he's gonna get angry and make it happen.
Right.
I think like at one point the Tasmanian devil comes out of the TV.
Yes.
Like that was wild.
Wow. Yeah, it's been a minute since I've seen that because they had that as a movie and they also had what was it like Tales from the Dark Side.
Yeah.
As a movie as well, where it was like these anthology shows were like, all right, we'll mm-hmm. also do a movie.
Yep.
But it's basically just you like get a few episodes in it.
Yeah. So I thought that was rad.
Side note, I do like unfortunately they took it down, but going to Disney for the what the heck? The like Twilight Zone the ride where you drop what the heck
drop
was
zone?
It called? Not Drop Zone. I think it was called Drop Zone. Not House on Haunted Hill. I can't think of what the heck the ride name was, but it was themed on Twilight Zone.
Okay.
Where you go up to the top and it just dropped. Oh, Tower of Terror.
Tower of Terror. Okay,
Tower yes. of Terror. It has since, if you go to California, been remade into the Guardians of the Galaxy ride.
Oh, lame.
But in Florida, it is still Tower of Terror.
That's where I went in Florida.
Right. And you go in and they're talking about the Twilight Zone and, you know, the hotel's been hit by lightning and there's ghosts and this and that. So I always enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was fun.
All right. What else we got here? Going back to cartoons.
Ooh, what you got? What else cartoons?
I get cartoon stop animation, but Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh. And I have this right in front of me.
Yeah, your watch from Burger King. I didn't wear my hat this time. Got my Jason
Great movie. Amazing movie. Classic.
And doubles down. You can watch it again for Christmas.
That's right. So I saw Nightmare Before Christmas as a kid. Saw it, liked it, got to watch at Burger King. Didn't really think anything else about it. And in my early 20s, I developed this crazy, like I was going in Hot Topic a lot, shopping there. And they had like this after Christmas sale where it was like 50% or 75% off. It was so cheap. I got all this stuff for my bathroom. Had a whole Nightmare Before Christmas bathroom. It was amazing. And then I guess it was before that. Blink-182 came out with I Miss You. And they said, we can live like Jack and Sally if we want. You know, so that was cool. But there was this one day where I was at my mom's house and I was like, man, I really have this urge to watch The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't know where it came from. And I was at my mom's, I was making dinner, and it was like midnight because I would go over there and make like grilled cheese like super late at night. And there's this little TV in her kitchen, and so I had the TV on, and this was a Saturday going into a Sunday.
Okay.
So very, very, very early Sunday morning. And they would replay the Saturday afternoon show at midnight. And wouldn't you know it, it was the friggin' Nightmare Before Christmas. And it like blew my mind that I had wanted to see this movie. I'd been thinking about it just like moments prior.
Yeah.
And there it comes on. I was like, this is, thank you, Jesus.
You're like, I got my goat cheese. I'm ready to go.
It was unbelievable. Like, what are the chances?
Yeah. And I think that I'm trying to think if that was an episode on the movies that made us or one of those episodes.
Might have been.
Because I remember seeing a bunch about Danny Elfman
scoring
behind the scenes of that, where
because he sang, right?
He sang in it, but they didn't want him to do the talking parts, the speaking parts.
Only the singing.
Right. So I was like, all right, it's definitely hard to match, like, you're speaking to your singing. You don't want it drastically different when they start singing. You're like, who's this person?
Yeah, Danny Elfman, dude. He is him and John. Who's the guy that did, was it John Hughes? Not John Hughes. Who was the guy that did the homo? John Williams. Danny Elfman and John Williams. They're like my two favorite people that made movie scores.
Excellent. Lots of bangers.
That's right.
Let's see. I think it's your turn. Yeah, I got three left.
Okay, I got Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, with
Rick Moranis.
Nice.
Saw that movie with my cousins growing up. We rented it. It was hilarious and kind of weird.
Well, my wife just seen it. I think this year, if not this year, maybe we watched it for last October.
Yeah.
But again, she never seen it before, so we played it, and she like really dug it. And I was like, yeah, they got, you know, it's on Broadway. They do, or you know, it was on Broadway where we see a play on it. And I've seen like a local school play of it where they get the big puppet and everything.
It's pretty awesome. It was a cool movie.
It's a cool movie. I did, Steve Martin's in it. Like,
yeah,
as the crazy dentist. It's so good.
Yep.
a lot of cool cameos with that. Like,
it just reminds me of watching it with my cousins.
Oh, okay.
Tabitha, and shout out to Tabitha and Stacy.
There you go. I first watched it with my mom. She had put that on. But I like the, so they have the ending how it is, where they're all, you know, nice and happy. And then you could kind of see like the Audrey 2, like plants or whatever. And you're like, hey, but there's an original ending that they had and they tested it and it didn't go too well with people. But they have since found the footage and put it together and released it. And it's like 5 minutes long of like the plants basically taking over the world and destroying, you know, this whole scene of like them going through the city and like knocking buildings down with their vines. It's like,
wow,
it's wild. And it's like, well, it's cool that it's out and people could view it. But it makes more for a darker, you know, right, ending essentially. So Little Shop of Horrors.
I'll have to see if it's on YouTube.
Oh yeah. You could just Little Shop of Horrors, alternate ending. Boom. We'll watch it. So I watched it and it was like, at some point I'm like, this is going for too long. Like, why is dragging on? Like,
thank God they didn't do this.
Right. It's like, I get it. Like, okay, maybe a couple scenes of knocking a building down, but they were like, and it costs like a ton to make and they never used it essentially. And I'm like, so much of the movie's budget went into that.
Went to that ending. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. I kind of went for, I don't know if I would call this a B movie, but Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Never saw it.
I kind of feel like it's a classic Halloween movie. They certainly have now, if you go to Spirit Halloween, they have a lot of the merchandise for this movie there now. They have, because it's these alien clowns.
Yeah.
They land, their spaceships looks like a circus tent. And the way they capture people, they have special guns. So one shoots like popcorn, one shoots cotton candy. So you can get these as like props at Spirit Halloween.
Delicious.
And you know, clowns, people are afraid of clowns. So they're like, let's play into that. I always remember a dope scene with one of the clowns is doing shadow puppets.
Oh, Lord.
And you see him, see the shadow puppet on the wall and the people are looking and they're laughing. He's doing this and then he changes his hands and it's like a T-Rex.
Oh,
and
it eats him.
And it eats him.
Oh, wow. That's
pretty creative.
Pretty campy, but pretty funny.
Right. And I'm pretty sure, I don't know if it's out now or if it's coming out, but there is a video game that they're working on, Killer Clowns from Outer Space. So
that should be good.
People dig it.
Sweet. All right. You ready for my next one?
Yeah.
It has the crazy actor Shia LaBeouf.
Whoa,
Disturbia.
Okay. I know I've seen it.
So it's based off an older film. I can't remember exactly what the name of that older film is. I don't think the older one's called Disturbia, but maybe. Basically, he has like a broke leg, I think. So he's tucked up in his room, and all he has to keep himself entertained is his binoculars.
Right.
So he's watching the neighbors. You know, what's going on? What's going on? But one of his neighbors, he thinks, kills somebody. He thinks he witnesses a murder.
Okay.
So then he's trying to get him and his girlfriend to go over to this house and see exactly what's going on.
Showing the
trailer. Oh, maybe, you know what it is? Is it because he's on house arrest?
Oh, yeah, that's what it looks like.
Maybe that's what it is. He's on house arrest.
What's the what the heck is the synopsis on this? It just says a teen living under house arrest becomes convinced his neighbor is a serial killer.
Okay. I loved it. I thought it was a great movie. When did it come out?
2007.
Yeah.
PG-13. Shia LaBeouf.
There you go. Nice. I don't normally like Shia LaBeouf. I thought he was awful in Transformers. I think he made me kind of hate the Transformers movies. But he worked in this movie.
He did good. It almost reminds me, not on my list, but of a movie we mentioned last year, was The Burbs.
The Burbs,
where you see your neighbors and he's like, oh, I think they killed someone. Let's try to investigate.
Yeah, the Burbs was I recently watched The Burbs within the last year. I loved it.
That one wasn't on my list, but it definitely a classic. If you guys, Tom Hanks is in it.
Oh, dude.
It's like 80s. Corey Feldman is in that. Yes, Corey Feldman is in that. That was one of those I was going to mention where you're talking about Corey Feldman. Two more on my list. I put Hocus Pocus.
Okay, yeah. A little Disney movie.
I just got back from Disney for Mickey's Halloween Horror Nights, and they had the Sanderson sisters come out at the castle and do a little skit. So I feel like they're synonymous with Halloween. So it's a classic movie. They did come out with a sequel. There is a Hocus Pocus 2. In case you guys want to check that out. It's all right.
Fair enough.
It's a movie.
It is a movie.
It's not as classic as the classic. But growing up seeing that, sure that was on, you know, TV here and there. So you certainly can
I don't think I've ever seen Hocus Pocus, ever.
Got some witches in it. It's got Sarah Michelle Gellar in it.
Love her.
Sex in the City. She's one of the witches.
Wait. Sarah Michelle Gellar is Sex in the City? She's from Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Wait, no, I'm confusing people. No, not Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Okay, there we go. Right to celebrity.
But if you're looking for Halloween TV shows, check out Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
There you go. My next one I know I had to mention last year. Because it traumatized me as a child. Cat's Eye.
Oh, I don't know if I know this one.
Stephen King's Cat's Eye. There's this one scene. It's a two-part movie, kind of like the Twilight Zone. But the second part, this troll comes out of the woods, gets in this house, opens up the wall, and is living in this girl's wall in her room. And guess who the girl is? A young Drew Barrymore.
Oh, see, how about that?
So at one point, this troll climbs up her bed. He's climbing up her bed and he pinches her nose and he starts to suck the breath out of her.
Like taking the essence out
of her. And this cat, this is why I love cats. I have three of them. Shadow, Hurley, and Mitty. Love you guys. Thank you for keeping the trolls out of my house. jumps up on the bed. You can see the troll in the little picture there coming up the wall. And he attacks the troll and saves the little girl. And the troll has a little knife. I think he cuts the cat. The cat somehow.
I wonder, how I didn't see this movie.
Well, my aunt watched it. Okay. My aunt had rented it.
1985.
I saw it at my aunt's house, probably between 86, 87.
Yeah.
And I remember just being like that. I never want to go to sleep again for the rest of my life.
What is that scene? This guy's smoking like 500.
That's the first part.
Oh, okay.
And the cat saves this guy from. Cat's awesome. Love it.
Cat's Eye. Okay, I'll try to have to look for that one.
Cat's Eye.
It's 1985.
It's worth a watch.
Cool. All right, rounding up my list. Save this one for last. I figured it'd be a classic one for Halloween for sure, and that is the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
There you go. Never seen it.
Come on. Not even once. Not even on TV?
Don't think so.
So it's a musical but also a Halloween movie. And it's definitely, it's got a cult following. They'll have showings of this at local theaters. And I guess, I forget the reason why, but a lot of people bring spoons to the theater. And there's a part in the movie, I think he says, does anyone have a spoon or something like that? And they all throw the spoon at the screen.
Wow.
But yeah, a lot of classic, let's do the time warp again, you know, classic songs in it.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's definitely an interesting story for sure. Not sure when it came out. I guess it's definitely 80s, right? It could even be 70s. Rocky Horror. Yeah, 75.
Yeah, I was going to guess 70s.
Okay.
Pretty cool.
Classic one. Check it out if you haven't already. What do you got for the last one?
All right. This is on the fly. I just thought of it as I was talking about Cat's Eye. Gremlins. Yeah. Because Gremlins and Cat's Eye were the two movies that freaked me out the most as a kid. And I guess Ghostbusters would be a third.
Right.
I was so convinced that gremlins lived under my bed at night, I would run and jump on my bed so nothing can touch my feet. But it's kind of like
a gremlins, though, because they weren't ever under a bed in the movie, right?
No, but they could be under
that's
my
a good
bed.
Hiding, it's a good hiding spot.
Yeah. If they were going to get your feet, that's where they would be.
That's
under
true.
Your bed.
Or couch, right?
Yeah, but there was a lot of space under my bed. Anyway. Now I think it's an amazing movie. I love that it's Christmas. I think the funniest scene is when the lady flies out the roof on the chair thing. But yeah, Gremlins.
I'm going to say again, this doubles like Nightmare Before Christmas because you can watch this as a Christmas movie as well.
And there's a fun little scene in there where one of the gremlins, I think it's Spike, is playing the little Coleco Donkey Kong arcade.
Oh, nice. Yeah, a little tabletop one.
Yep. That I had briefly at one point. So
sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those are some classic Halloween or horror movies or spooky movies, what have you.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm a slacker and made my list up on the fly, but
hey, we got it done.
I'm not going to lie about it. I'm going to be honest with you.
There are certainly, if you guys dig, you know, scary movies, there's a lot of fun short horror movies just on YouTube that you can watch as well. There's even an awesome Friday the 13th one called Never Hike Alone.
Ooh, I like that.
And it's like fantastic. And it's short.
Words of wisdom.
It's like, you know, maybe 40 minutes, something like that, but really well done. And they made a prequel to that, which was, what was it called? Don't Hike. It takes place in winter.
South Central, Los Angeles, while drinking juice. Gin and juice.
So I have seen those. And I think there was even, like, I think they've done a Halloween one. Oh, and I just watched a Freddy one as well that they did that has one of the actors that was in one of the Freddy movies, and they try to make it like a sequel. Never Hike Alone 2. Let's see.
Never do anything alone.
Did they just call it Never Hike Alone 2?
Russ, let me ask you this question.
Okay.
While you're thinking.
Never Hike in the Snow. There, I found it.
As a child, did it bother you that your adult parents had somebody to sleep with and you didn't?
Oh, like, so if I got scared and I was, like, staying in my room alone?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it did.
I always thought.
I never went in the room to, like, stay with them, but.
Oh, dude, my son sleeps in my bed at least twice a week.
Oh, no kidding.
He comes and gets in my bed. And I'm like, oh, there's Colin. But when I was a kid, and apparently my wife, me and her have talked about this in great detail. But like, I always thought it was like, why do you get someone to sleep with? You're an adult. You're the last person that needs protection, but you have someone with you.
Right, right, right.
You're not That's alone. I'm in here. I'm 6 years old and I'm all by myself. If something crazy happens, I can't do anything. You're an adult. This makes no sense to me. Just wanted to throw that out there.
And then it was
by Jack Handy.
It did change a little bit where I took my bedroom and moved it to the basement, so then I would have more room. But then now you're in the basement,
yeah.
More spooky.
That's right.
Make
did
sure
you get creeped out down there?
Yeah, a little bit.
Anything weird ever happened?
No, I mean the only thing weird was I had my band equipment down there one time, and I had my drum set set up. Uh-huh. And we had these like kind of like drop ceiling type things in there, and a snake fell out the ceiling and hit the drum and then was on the ground. And I was like, what was that? I look over, and then I was like screaming.
Like a real snake.
And then my mom was like, I was like, you didn't hear me screaming? And she's like, oh, I thought you were singing.
It sounds so similar.
I just picked him up, and it was just a, you know, a garden snake. So I just put him outside.
Dude, you know what the craziest thing that ever happened in this house was?
Okay.
So my kids used to have this Fisher Price toy, and it had like a carousel on it. And when you turned the carousel, which you had to do with your hands, it would play this one specific tune. And the only way it would play that tune is if you spun that carousel. Well, one night I'm upstairs and I hear that carousel tune start playing. And I know that nobody else is downstairs. And I walk downstairs and I turn it off. And I think to myself, if I hear this thing play again, then I'm really going to lose my crap. I have no idea how or why that played. But I will say, it's kind of giving me chill bumps to think about it, because that was weird.
Now, I will add to that, now that I have a daughter, we have a lot of these like toys hanging around that do music stuff.
Yeah.
And she has this turtle that plays music and stuff. And I was in here earlier tonight, and my daughter's in bed, and my wife had came home, and she was in the bathroom doing something. And then I hear in the living room the turtle going off. And it gets stuck on this part where it's like, goodbye, goodbye. I'm like, it's a freaking ghost. He's going to hear us.
That's hilarious.
It's saying goodbye.
Oh, God.
It's like, take those batteries out.
Yeah, I think I took the batteries out of that carousel. That freaked me out so bad. I'm like, wow.
So like, keep an eye on your kids' toys, everyone, before you go to bed.
That's right.
And,
because they're alone while you're sleeping with your adult partner, your kids are alone. It makes no sense. I don't understand it.
If you guys do get freaked out, feel free to call us. Leave a message. We got 949-682-9277. You can leave a voicemail. Tell us some spooky stories.
Dude, that wouldn't that be great? Tell us your scary stories, please. Yeah, do it now.
Phone in. If you want to remember the number, it's on our website. It's on every description of our video. So just check out the weeklywarpipe.com for that. Support the show. We got patreon.com/Russ Lyman. Our top Patreon supporters are Dana Nicole's Treasures Untold, Joe Sheevy, Trace Living Good, Samantha Chang, Rodney Torres, and Retroholic 16. Support the show. And that's about it. Come back every Saturday for new weekly warp pipes and Wednesday Warp Pipe Wednesdays.
You better do it.
We're gonna get you.
I'm gonna make you live with my Fisher Price toy that comes on all by itself.
That's it. Stay spooky, everyone.